American War by Omar El Akkad. Read for you by Dion Graham. When I was young, I collected postcards. I kept them in a shoebox under my bed in the orphanage. Later, when I moved into my first home in New Anchorage, I stored the shoebox at the bottom of an old oil drum in my crumbling tool shed. Having spent most of my life studying the history of war, I found some sense of balance in collecting snapshots of the world that was idealized and serene. Sometimes I thought about getting rid of the oil drum. I worried someone, a colleague from the university perhaps, would see it and think it a kind of petulant political statement, like the occasional secessionist flag or gutted muscle car outside houses in the old red country. Impotent trinkets of rebellion, touchstones of a ruined and ruinous past. I am, after all, a Southerner by birth, and even though I arrived in neutral country at the age of 6 and never spoke to anyone about my life before then, I couldn't rule out the possibility that some of my colleagues secretly believed I still had a little bit of rebel red in my blood. My favorite postcards are from the 2030s and 2040s, the last decades before the planet turned on the country and the country turned on itself. They featured pictures of the great ocean beaches before rising waters took them, the images of the Southwest before it turned to embers, photographs of the Midwestern plains, endless and empty under bluest sky, before the inland exodus filled them with the coastal displaced, a visual reminder of America as it existed in the first half of the 21st century, soaring, roaring, oblivious. I remember the first postcard I bought. It was a photo of old Anchorage. The city's waterfront is thick with fresh snowfall, the water speckled with shelves of ice, the sun low strung behind the mountains. I was 6 years old when I saw my first real Alaskan sunset. I stood on the deck of the smuggler's skiff, a sunbitten Georgia boy, a refugee. I remember feeling the strange white flakes on my eyelashes, the involuntary rattle of my teeth, feeling for the first time in my life, cold. I saw near the tops of the mountains that frozen yoke suspended in the sky and thought I had reached the very terminus of the living world, the very end of movement.